Good evening and welcome to show number 195. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This is the show for April 22nd, 2013. 2 hours of Jewish soul music. We'll get back to the regular programming next week because next Sunday is Lag BaOmer. And we have a special program prepared for this evening. But before I get to the music, I must make a comment. First of all, this is concerning what occurred in Boston. Just as a preface, many of you may be aware that in 1996, after, I don't know, 16, 18 years on WSOU, I was summarily kicked off the air. Because I had an interview with someone who spoke about Islam and Muhammad. Okay, it happened. I get a call from the school that the following week I had to bring in a Muslim who would get 1 hour of my two-hour program. I could not be present. I could not respond. And just to give him a chance to speak. And then after that program, I was told, after all the years that I was there, that it was over. Well, quite frankly, you know, they say when one door closes, another opens, and you just have to stop looking at the one that closed. And you know that many things opened up after that, Cantor's World, my program from midnight to 1 in the morning, and now this internet program and so forth. But yes, I'm well aware of what happens when you wish to speak out and speak the truth. If you follow Michael Goodwin in the Post, he had a very interesting article, Fighting Thugs with Hugs, Mr. President. These are Muslim terrorists. Just want to read, paraphrase some of the his article. He says, to put it kindly, the president is stuck in deep denial, shadow boxing against the truth. He can't bring himself to say, quote, Muslim terrorists, end of quote. Later on, he says, Obama's not fooling anybody except himself. The ties between terrorism and radical Islam won't disappear because he refuses to see them. He then goes on, more disturbing is that his Friday speech perfectly captures his worldview, part of which subscribes to the myth that America is fundamentally anti-Islam. And at the end of the article, after citing many situations, he says, these are facts, and even the man in the Oval Office can't make them go away. I was able to get on one of these talk programs. I was in my car on Friday, and I spoke out. And many of you may have heard me. And it was WOR. I forgot. It was someone sitting in. And I said the basic problem is the failure to identify the problem, to clearly identify the problem. Take the situation in Fort Hood. Nidal Hassan kills 13 American boys while screaming Allah Akbar, and 32 young Americans are injured seriously. And what do we see happening? This is not terrorism. This is not related to Islam. This is a workplace violence. Workplace violence. I guess Mr. Obama and others would say that this bombing was workplace violence? I mean, they can't say that it is Islamic terrorism or Muslim terrorism. Because if you say that, then it's Islamophobia. You are not allowed to speak the truth. You can't call it what it is because you're then considered a racist. Now, although the majority of the 1.3 billion Muslims in the world may not be terrorists, sure, a lot of terrorists are Muslim. In the name of Allah, they blow themselves up for jihad, and they want to be martyrs. And we can we ignore this? Is it going to go away because we refuse to recognize it? Well, one thing that's for sure, we can't fight it. if we don't recognize it. And Police Commissioner Kelly, who has done a magnificent job in keeping Manhattan and New York City terror-free, we have no idea how many plots they were able to actually thwart, although we do know of 12 or 13. And by the way, it's not because they haven't tried. You know what happened on Broadway. And you know what's interesting? I mentioned this to someone, a young fella, and he had no idea what I was talking about, that there was a terrorist threat, a car filled with explosives that was geared to kill 1,000 people and perhaps many thousands more. And it was only because of the failure of the timing device that he didn't carry through with his evil designs. But look, we must fight it. We must recognize what it is. We can't fight it unless we really admit that that's what it is. And you know, on this call-in talk show, the woman cited McVeigh and Columbine. And yes, there are other terrorist acts, but not with the design and the frequency in the name of religion that is being spread throughout the world. And I guess I don't want to repeat myself, but I think that I just want to repeat what Michael Goodwin wrote. To put it kindly, the president is stuck in deep denial, shadow boxing against the truth. He can't bring himself to say Muslim terrorists. Perhaps now after this situation, he will have no choice because everybody in this country knows what the real deal is. And pussyfooting around it isn't going to work with our dear president. Okay. Let's get on to the music. This is from an album, the Eli Gerstner and the Chevra sing a cappella. Okay, you know what that is, with no instruments. Let's start with Im Eshkachech.
Na 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 Yerushalayim Tishkach, Tishkach, Tishkach Yemini Im Layales Yerushalayim Arash Simchase Im Layales Yerushalayim
Okay, that's the Chevra with the Imesh Kachech. Let's hear one more selection. Well, perhaps a couple more before we get to something very interesting. This is Gam Ki Eilech. Gam Ki Eilech.
Na 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 na. Ah!
Kiraraki Ata Imadi Gam Ki Eine Ege Tzalva Vesla Laila Irara Gam Ki Eine Ege
Okay, Gam Ki Eilech, with the Chevra Eli Gerstner a cappella. You know a cappella means no instruments. Let's go back to 1977, Ari Klein. This is from a live Slichus Davening, and we'll finish this first hour with it, and most of the second hour. So I think you might enjoy it. It starts off with children singing, and just want to give you a heads up on that. Okay, let's go back.
Yeah. Thank you. Vishtabach, Vejishador,
Vejishador,
Vejishalem,
Vejishalem, Vejishalem, Vejishalem, Vejishalem,
Anshomo, Anshomo, Anshomo lo.
Oy, Anshomo lo, oy, Anshomo lo.
Thank you. Nu bist du ihr Weiß, wo wir massim sind noch hier. Lache nur wach rei, und lache nur wach rei, masso ist schon auf dem
Mi os vi adatto a nachmuri doch, mi os vi adatto a nachmuri doch, mi os vi adatto a nachmuri doch.
עינינו כולות, עינינו כולות, עינינו כולות, עינינו כולות, בלי מצור
Ameti et asher arachem Azi shavuseinu v'sakshiv meno ma'amor Yoyim v'yikro b'shem adinoy v'shov enemar Oh,
alle Kinder, die wir schon noch. Die Atlantin, die Tore, Salo. Wir abfressen, wir kommen, kommen, wir kommen. Nur noch einmal sehen, oh, man sieht, wo die Kasse der Wecho. Dechashe noso tolom hazemi mitzayim viateno vishom limar.